The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Love, courage, truth. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn, who's back Monday morning after, was he at a 90-day vacation here? It's nice.
It always seems that way. It always seems
it does seem that way, doesn't it?
It does.
And for him and Stu, I'm sure they both are going to feel like that. And then by about halfway through the show, they're going to feel like they never had a vacation. That's just how it works.
How long have we been doing
this? Oh, geez. Isn't it time for vacation again? 888-727-BECK. Job numbers are good. Unemployment is down to 4.1%. You know they can manipulate that a little bit, but actually these seem to be fairly real numbers. It seems like employment, a lot of businesses, a lot of employers are saying they're having a hard time getting people in to even apply for jobs because everybody's got one, supposedly. And so 148,000 jobs were added in December, which seems a little low for a December number because you got the holiday workforce in there.
Yeah.
148,000 seems a tad light. So that's going on.
They were talking a little bit about, wasn't it Bastardi that was talking about the weather hurting that a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Around the country. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's, you know, could be one possible scenario.
Possibly. Also, we've been talking global warming today because Al Gore is he's back to tell us that the cold is brought on by warm. I don't know how people buy in. I really don't. And a lot of the people that, you know, this consensus that they have, most of those people who go along for the ride with Al Gore are not climate people. They don't know anything about weather. They're not meteorologists. Some are, and some meteorologists who've jumped on that bandwagon don't want to get off because now they'll look like they were wrong, which they are. But Al Gore went on record last night to say that, this cold, this is exactly what we told you was coming, this extreme cold. No, that's not what you said was coming. What you said was no snow and warmer winters. That's what you said was coming. That we were going to have to explain to our children. I will never forget this. We're going to have to explain to our children who are growing up today, and this was back in 2005 or so, what snow and cold was like. I'm not having a hard time explaining that, frankly. And people in the Northeast certainly aren't having a difficult time. 888-727-BECK. Gore claimed in 2010 after they said that there was going to be no snow and then it started snowing heavily again because you know what? It varies. The temperature is variable. It goes in cycles. And so after claiming that there was going to be no snow in 2010, Gore claimed increased heavy snowfalls are completely consistent with man-made global warming. Really? Okay. You know, everything is consistent with man-made global warming. Drought, flood, hurricanes, no hurricanes. Hot, cold, melting, freezing, everything
doesn't
is
matter.
Proof. It doesn't matter. There's no way they can be wrong. And what a great, I mean, when that's your argument that everything is proof of what you say is true, that's a pretty good position to be in.
You aren't kidding.
Pretty good.
Except that for no matter, you know, for him, because his reputation is on the line, he has to be sure that he can leave that out all the time.
Yeah.
So he's covered.
And his predictions are always years from now. And there's, as he did with the melting ice in the Arctic, saying that,
yes,
according to some of Dr. Math Lathke's research. So he's got an out there because that was according to some of it. Some of the rest of it said this. Exactly what is happening now happened. But some of Dr. Maslowski's research suggests that there's a 75% chance that in summer month,
yeah,
there could be there could be no ice in some summer months in the Arctic in 5 to 7 years, which didn't happen. But he can say, well, yeah, there was just a 75% chance of that. And it was only going to be in some summer months.
So bad.
The other 25% of Dr. Maslowski's research said exactly what's happening now, whatever it is.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen. Yes. And he was right about that.
We just didn't talk about that.
888-727-BECK. Let's go to Brian in North Carolina. Brian, you're on the Glenn Beck Program with Pat and Jeffy. Hi.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Morning. Doing well.
Hey, so I was afraid you were going to challenge me to correlate climate change with the uptick in sexual harassment, but I'm glad you're not asking me for that.
I'm sure there is a correlation, though. There's got to be, right? It causes everything.
Right. Well, it was about 45 minutes ago. You guys were talking about sexual harassment. And you were talking about why it is that
Everybody's admitting to it.
Yeah, they're copping to it. And you would think that if they had been serial sexual harassers, the first thing they would do is deny.
Well, yeah, they'd have if you don't have a problem abusing women, you don't have a problem lying about abusing women.
Right, but I think here's what I think. I think that these people, while they are dirtbags, they're not dumb.
No question.
Mm-hmm. And so I think they're very calculated in how they come out. And I think Al Franken / Stuart Smalley is a great example.
Yes.
Because typically, I guess like philanders, harassers tend to be serial harassers. It's not usually one event or one circumstance.
Yes.
So if this comes out, there might be 9 years, 19 years of a body of work.
Right.
And so maybe there's two or three women who have formally accused him of it, but there may be a whole lot of other victims that are sitting on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm thinking is that what they're concerned about doing is coming out and categorically denying everything.
I agree.
Because I believe, have you heard that?
Oh, that's kind of what we talked about, you know, as a possible scenario, because I think where you're headed is that, you know, that way they're out in front of it. They're done. They've already admitted to it. And if you've got a body of work behind you, at that point, once you've admitted it, either the new people that come out seem like they're lying, like they're the ones that are just trying to pile on, or we don't need to relitigate this. I've already covered this.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
There may be women that just don't want that in their lives, don't want to enter the fray, but this might just become, if they categorically deny any behavior such as that, I think it just shows fuel or inspiration for other women to come out and chronicle other events and other circumstances, and all of a sudden it spirals. And so I noticed, like with Frank, and you know, he was, his mock apology was more about self-preservation than anything else.
No question about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate the call, Brian. And his recollection was different than theirs, which is another common theme. I remember that a little differently, but I'm sorry if I did anything wrong, but I don't remember it that way. So I don't know that I did anything wrong, but I'm sorry. If your perception is that I crossed any boundary, I apologize for that perception.
Thank you.
For which I'm not responsible.
but
my recollection of the whole incident is different, but I'm sorry that you feel that way. Because, you don't want women to feel that way.
No, you don't. And we'd like to, I'd like to get past this if we could.
Yeah, that's a great point. Mike in Florida, you're on the Glenn Beck Program with Pat and Stu. Hi. Or Jeffy, actually. Stu's not here. Hey.
Thank God.
Hey.
Oh, you were breaking up. What?
Yeah.
We're going to put you on hold for a second until you get into a better cell area.
You know what causes bad cell areas?
Global warming.
Thank you.
Global warming.
Clearly. There's a fact.
If according to Dr. Maslowski, the research, in some winter month, in some of the country, like Florida, for instance, there will be a lack of cellular service. And he was right. Dr. Maslowski's research in that case was dead on the money. Tell him it's not, because it is. Mike in Alaska. You're on the Glenn Beck program.
Yeah, the one thing I want to explain to me about from the global warming people.
Uh-huh.
Why do we have fossils of palm trees in Central Alaska?
I've often wondered that. I really have. Yeah. Is it just that palm trees used to be a little more sturdy and they could hold up to 45 below?
Well, I used to know you got snow on palm trees in Florida now, so I don't know. Maybe that's the change.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. And I went in the military in 1980. I left Anchorage, Alaska. It had rained all winter, okay, up to that point. We were getting ready to land in San Antonio. They diverted the flight to Dallas, Texas, because they had 6 inches of snow. I thought they were joking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even in Alaska, we get used to snow. I mean, and I started laughing, and everybody on the plane was giving me these filthy looks like, this isn't a joke. And the flight attendant came up. She goes, you got to stop laughing. Everybody's getting mad. And I'm like, this is a joke. And she went, no, we're not joking. Okay. So, and the flip side of all this is we're going through global warming. Look up the temperatures in Central Alaska in the winter of 1999, 2000. Where I'm living right now, which is Wasilla, which is just north of Anchorage, we were getting 45, 55 below zero. It's the coldest I've ever seen it up here.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, in this area.
Wow.
Okay. How's life in Wasilla?
I'm sorry?
How's life in Wasilla?
You got to be suffering now that Sarah's not there anymore.
Right?
Right.
She's a nice lady. I got to meet her once and speak with her. But
yeah. Yeah.
Pressing onto the global warming thing, you guys are getting snow down there. It was raining here a couple of days ago and 43 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we were talking right the other day. It was the same temperature.
It was the same,
up there as in Tampa.
Yeah, which is, I mean, what are the odds of that?
I know.
All right. Appreciate it, Mike. And you're right, Sarah Palin, very nice woman. We've been at events with her.
I noticed he didn't want to talk about the events
multiple
they were
times.
At.
Very nice.
I mean, he just blew that right off. Like she's, he didn't want to talk about the parties and everything that he'd been with her. He just blew it right off.
That's
like,
right.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. That's a nice lady.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I should have pressed him.
Okay. Mike in Florida, in a better cell area now. Go ahead.
Yeah. How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
I just wanted to stop this horse and get out in front of everything because you guys clearly are not talking about the right subjects. Global warming is a drop in the bucket compared to the assaults that are happening to women every single day.
Really?
You know, I, for one, I have to put it out there on the air right now. I want to apologize to my wife. and I'll apologize on behalf of all married men in America mm-hmm. who assault their wife every single morning before they go to work. You know?
Yes.
So, you know, every
kissing
morning,
them. Sometimes
I give her a kiss. And
did you ask her if it's okay? Probably not.
Oh, no.
She's asleep.
Of course not.
Right.
Yeah. And,
right.
It's my wife. I just took it. I just took that kiss,
yeah.
and I feel bad about that. And
you should.
You guys brought that to light yesterday. So now I just realized, as you've been talking, I'm a habitual assaulter, and I just want to get out in front of this.
All right.
And, you know, apologize for all the men out there.
Well, that's the first step, Mike. That's the first step.
Well, you have to admit it. That's how the healing begins.
That's right.
And in return for my cause of all of this global warming, I'm going to jump in my H2. I'm going to drive to Alaska, and I'm going to club a bunch of baby seals.
Whoa.
So insensitive.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Baby seals.
See, I thought you were serious. I thought you were serious taking, owning up to the harassment, but then that's gone too far.
But then the clubbing of baby seals.
I can't condone that.
No.
Come on, baby. Now, I will say.
Yeah. Yes.
That, sadly, this is kind of where we're going, right? Where we're in that window now that there's been so many accusations.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're at the point where all can't be real, right? I mean, they all can't be real.
You wouldn't think so.
Or they all can't be, kissing my wife, sleeping in bed before I walk out the door every morning is not harassment. I'm sorry, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You can say that I kissed a female without her acknowledgement and without her saying okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true, but that's not sexual harassment,
right?
And so calling that is turns everything back into this, it's a joke now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we're headed with all of it. It's kind of
yes, it could have a backlash.
I know
sort of response to it definitely.
So I mean, I think we need to definitely calm down on the you know.
And it seems to have calmed down a little bit.
You're accused of something and you're guilty.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You did it. Somebody accused you. You're guilty. I mean that. Whew, that's a little frightening.
And it's un-American. 888-727-BECK.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
After a story in which Michael Wolff this morning said he stands behind the book, all of it's true. He's written millions upon millions of words. Remember that? And he doesn't retract any of them. Now he is saying he can't be sure if all of it is true. The author of the explosive new book about Donald Trump's presidency just now has acknowledged that in the book that he wasn't certain all of its contents are true.
I want my money back.
And you just bought it this morning?
I bought a copy this morning. I want my money back. I want my refund. I mean, these guys, you know what they're finding out? Now, that's the same as Bannon. We talked about it earlier today, talking about how Bannon backed off his Trump and tried to make the fine line between
Trump and the kids. Yeah, called him a great man the night that all of this broke.
The same night.
Same night. Mm-hmm.
And we read stories today where the
why did he do that? Financial backers.
Yes. All the big money people who are involved with Bannon and or Trump, but it's really Trump/Bannon, mm-hmm. are saying, hey, guys, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're if you don't support the president, then forget it. I mean, we're not going to support you anymore.
You know all those foundations and all the stuff we give money to and everything you do?
The Mercer family said that.
Deason was talking about it. Deason, the billionaire from here in Texas.
Yep.
I mean, they're all like, have a nice day. We're with Trump. Good luck. God bless to you.
Right.
And that's Wolf, too. Right. Wolf's like, good luck getting another book published. Have a nice day. What are you doing? What do you think you're doing? Maybe you can sell some more books on your little YouTube channel, but you're not going to be publishing it through our companies. So they're all backing off. What a bunch of...
I know.
They're all weasels.
I know. It's interesting. It's interesting to see, though. I mean, like, what is going to be left for Steve Bannon? He may lose the Breitbart stuff.
Yeah.
He might lose that, the SiriusXM radio show.
According to the article I read this morning, he's darn lucky he still has it. I mean, what I read this morning was, it looked like they were going to pull the plug on that yesterday. They're all a bunch of weeds. I can't think. That's ridiculous.
It is.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Lynn in Michigan, welcome to the Glenn Beck Program with Pat and Jeffy.
First time caller.
Welcome.
Yeah. Well, just what you were talking about, I saw an interview with the author, Wolf, I forget his first name, and it was pretty much ground control to Major Tom. The guy is just out there.
Yeah.
So it was real discernible to just know that he's just, you know, there's missing some parts to this.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, definitely. But
talking about global warming, because I've done a lot of wildlife photography, I'm in Michigan.
Okay.
And we've had 90 inches of snow. We get about 120, so we've almost had what we get the entire season in just a couple of weeks.
And wow.
Yeah, people have had to get front-end loaders to push snow into their yards.
Yeah. Wow.
So everything looks like a shopping mall parking lot. You know?
So you don't have to explain to the youth in the area what snow looked like back in the day? You're not at that stage yet then?
No, I'm an older woman. We used to get snow at Thanksgiving, but things were more moderated. And that was another point about global warming, because I've done so much wildlife photography as a hobby. But, you know, everybody calls me the critter lady.
Mm-hmm.
If they're more conscious of keeping natural areas while they're building, you know, homes and businesses and so forth, then you'll keep temperatures more moderate and have less microclimates. And that's where a lot of hot and cold air does bump into each other.
Right.
If you just cement it all. So instead of just always looking up at the greenhouse effect,
yeah.
Let's look at the surface.
The cement effect.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
This is a catchy tune, man. I'm going to be humming this all day long.
Hey, this is taking me through the weekend. This is getting me through the weekend, baby.
It's Pat and Jeffy for Glenn on the Glenn Beck Program. He's back Monday morning. I love this tweet from Donald Trump about the Michael Wolff book. This is quintessential Donald Trump. I authorize zero act, because he says that he talked to Trump in the White House. And Michael Wolff claims, well, if he didn't know it was an interview, it was an interview.
Right.
But Trump says, he tweeted out, I authorize zero access to the White House. Actually turned him down many times for that author of a phony book. That's that whole, he was in my office begging like a dog for an interview.
He used to come back to me for money.
It's full of lies, misrepresentation, sources that don't exist. Look at this guy's past and watch what happens to him and Sloppy Steve. So it's Sloppy Steve.
Oh, yeah,
now.
That's Sloppy Steve. He started that.
And that last line is very telling because, yeah, they're already being destroyed.
No
Michael
question.
Wolff and Sloppy Steve Bannon
are done.
Are seriously in trouble here.
Well, and
they're seriously in trouble.
And we talked about it, throughout the show today about the money people pulling the plug already. But Trump also tweeted a little bit about an hour ago. The Mercer family recently dumped the leaker known as Sloppy Steve Bannon. Smart. I mean, those guys are done, right? They're done.
Yeah, I'm afraid they are.
They're done.
I mean, I'm not afraid. I don't really care, but I mean,
I don't necessarily care either. But I'm just saying the big money guys, all those GOP donors and foundation guys that have big money. I mean, where you go to get money for foundations, mm-hmm. not just a job.
Yeah.
Those guys are all.
They're all Trump guys.
Have a nice day.
And if you're not with Trump, you're not with them.
Have a nice day.
It's interesting. You cross this president. At your own peril. We saw that. Everybody sees that.
I mean, it's kind of...
At your own peril.
We did kind of...
Go ahead. Well, he steamrolled the 17 other people in the race that we talked about the other day.
Yeah.
Or you criticize him in a book. Look what happens. Or you turn on him after you've been part of his inner circle.
Man.
Like Steve Bannon. Look out.
He lets you in.
Look
man.
Out.
Kind of deservedly so, in my eyes.
With Bannon,
if someone lets you in, if someone lets you inside,
mm-hmm.
and then you turn on them, you know what?
Unless there's really good reason, right? If they betrayed you first or it treated you poorly, you might want to. You might tell people about that. I mean, you're not going to be loyal just to be loyal, no matter come what may. Human
That's
beings
true.
Don't usually respond that way. But here's another. Piece of good news for you. 888-727 back, by the way, if you'd like to get in touch with us, last portion of the show. The Trump administration, not only have they opened up ANWR, well, they didn't. Actually, Congress kind of did by putting that into the tax bill, and then it's signed into law by Donald Trump, which opens up drilling in ANWR. Amazing.
Good.
They've also unveiled a proposal to permit drilling in most of the United States continental shelf waters, including protected areas of the Arctic and the Atlantic. So not only ANWR, but they've opened up the Arctic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic Ocean, things that were off limits, according to Barack Obama, are now back in play here. Interesting.
And while that's good.
States may not agree to it.
That's
and that'll
right.
be up to them. Yeah. I don't think for instance, California is not going to do that.
Is California still part of the United States?
It's so far.
Really?
So far.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought they were a sanctuary state.
But Texas? Texas very well may.
Yeah. And I know
there might be much more drilling off the shore.
And that's been an argument in Florida for years off the coast, off the West Coast specifically.
The thing is, they're usually offshore enough to where you don't see them and they don't become an unsightly mess.
And that's
way out there.
That's the big push from Florida is the look.
You don't want them just off the beach.
Right.
That tends to spoil some of the other recreational activities you're doing.
Yeah. And that's the big concern.
Yeah. And then there's the worry about the oil spills and all of that.
Well, the oil spills, I think, those are few and far between now in today's world, really. I mean, let's be honest.
And while some people disagree with this, it's another thing the Earth sort of handles.
Which we saw in the last
big one,
right? Which
we saw in the BP spill.
Yeah.
It had gone way out to sea. It was gigantic. What happened? It went away.
So
the ocean swallowed it up. I don't know. The ocean has a way of doing that because oil leaks into the ocean every day, all day.
All the time.
All the time. All the time.
That's funny. That's how we
naturally
know.
From the bottom.
That's how we know it's there.
Right. So pretty amazing. This wasn't done by accident.
Right.
And, you know, our creator, the Lord, knew that certain things were going to happen, and it had to be resilient enough to deal with them. And I think it is. And does that mean we shouldn't care about the environment? Of course not.
Absolutely.
It means we should do everything we can to protect it. But also, on the other hand, it's way more resilient than the Al Gores of the world give it credit for.
Look, we should do everything we can to preserve it, but
yes,
we also need to survive as a species.
Right. And did SUVs surprise him, our maker, our creator? Oh, wow, I didn't see the SUVs coming. Oh, I should have provided that for that. Some kind of process where, I don't know, even breathing created CO2, and then the plants and the trees enjoy it and absorb it, and so does the ocean. But, you know, Al Gore doesn't even, the climate global warmists didn't even understand that the ocean absorbed warmth.
Right.
Otherwise, right, you wouldn't have had a report like this.
Carbon emissions also trap heat. Today's report shows oceans have absorbed 90% of that heat, raising ocean temperatures by half a degree.
Half a degree.
Had all that heat gone into the atmosphere,
had it all gone,
air temperatures could have risen by more than 200 degrees.
Yeah. So what do you got to say about that?
Well, I have this to say about that. It was created that way so that would happen when it warms, so that it doesn't rise 200 degrees.
Yeah, but.
If it didn't work that
way,
my
friend,
it'd be 280 degrees during the summer.
So don't even start with me.
Yeah. We'd all burn up. Okay. All our crops be gone. 280, 290. It's insanity.
It is.
It's insanity.
It is unbelievably crazy.
Jeff in Virginia, you're on the Glenn Beck program with Pat and Jeffy. Hi.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I can kill a bird with one stone.
Whoa.
Two birds with one stone.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Because I was
going to
say kill a bird with a stone. That's not that much of an accomplishment.
I'm sorry. I'm a part-time writer for Al Franken, so just disregard that completely.
Okay, we will.
I can kill a bird, two birds with one stone.
You almost went there again, man.
I can end global warming.
All right.
I can end global warming, and I can stop thermonuclear war.
Wow.
All we need to do is get the North Koreans, the Chinese, the Russians, and the Americans to launch all of their nuclear missiles at the cause of global warming and blow it out of the sky. Once we destroy the sun, we won't have any more global warming to worry about. The world can live at peace.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Jeff, while
thanks,
I
Jeff.
While,
the only
I
problem in that
with
is
your little bird thing.
Here's the problem, though, and I don't know if you're going the same place, Jeffy. But the sun is not the cause of global warming. That's the problem. So you're blowing up an inanimate object that doesn't matter in the scope of the climate of this Earth, of this globe.
Wait.
If you're to listen to the global warmers, I mean, the sun is meaningless in this. It's CO2 that's trapping all the warmth.
Right. It's us.
It's us.
Yeah, it's us. I mean, it's us.
So you got to point those missiles
at us.
888-727-BECK. Kevin in Illinois, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
Hey, happy New Year, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Hey, I know the answer to global warming is if we just get Al Gore and all these global warmers to stop talking about it, then it would actually go away. And also, can I really, real quick, I want everybody to stay tuned for the next hour, because Pat Gray Unleashed, which should also be called Pat Gray Unplugged, the best of 2017, will make you laugh so hard. It was great.
Appreciate that. Thanks. Nice plug.
You.
Way to go.
Yeah,
that was nicely done. Yes,
and
coming
Pat
up
Gray,
in just a few minutes on Pat Gray Unleashed.
I had someone email me the other day calling it Pat Gray Unleaded. So I thought, it's Unleashed. It's the name of the show. It's
people have a hard time with it.
I don't understand
it. Is it Unplugged? Is it Unleaded?
I mean, it's just Pat Gray. Let's be
honest.
Is
it uncalled for? Yes, it's all of those. All of those things.
All the above. Check.
Bill in Ohio, welcome to the Glenn Beck Program.
Hey, Pat and
hey.
Jeff. You guys make a fun and easy to listen to program.
Thank you.
Hey, just a thought, and I've not heard anybody mention this or go here. It just seems to me like we're being sold a watch the shiny object. The majority of these are Democrats.
With the sexual harassment stuff?
Yeah. I mean, it seems as though they're providing cover for the mainstream media to ignore all of the real news about the previous administration and the Clintons.
Yeah.
And once it's all over, all these people who are parading across crying that they had inappropriate behaviors, they'll go back to their own lives. They're just trying to get rid of Trump. That's all. I mean, I haven't heard anybody approach it this way.
Yeah, that's very possible. Is watch what the other hand is doing.
That's an interesting thought.
Thanks, Bill. And I think you're right. We kind of mentioned the fact that this is going to come around to Trump, and it already has.
Yeah. My gosh.
They've already brought that up.
That's what they're doing at the Golden Globes this weekend, right? It's good. I mean,
Know they're going to deflect from Hollywood and the problems of raping each other out there, which they seem to be doing on a regular basis.
Yes.
And they're going to turn that around and make it about the administration.
And Meryl Streep has already done it.
She already set the stage for it.
Yes, she has.
Earlier this week.
Yes, she has.
By saying, I don't want to hear about my silence. I want to hear about Melania Trump's silence.
And Ivanka's silence.
Yeah.
On Donald. What about that? And that's what it's good. That is exactly what those dress winners are going to all be singing.
It's going to be agonizing.
It's going to be absolutely agonizing. And I'm going to be angry at myself for watching.
Well, we have to because we've got a report on it.
Okay, good.
So we'll be doing that Monday morning, immediately following this show on the Blaze Radio and TV network on Pat Gray Unleashed or Unplugged or Unbelievable or whatever it's called.
Unleaded?
Unleaded. Ian in Texas, you're on the Glenn Beck Show. Hi.
Ian? How you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Okay. I've been trying to call in ever since I heard your millennial comment on global warming and how they believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately,
yes.
I'm a millennial thanks to my age, but I don't believe in global warming at all.
Thank heavens.
Fluctuate period, whether we're here or not.
Well, you must have been raised right.
Yeah. Did they try to convince you? Did you go to public school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they try to convince you that global warming is a man-caused global warming is going to kill the planet?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, sure.
Well, there you go.
They're highly liberal nowadays.
Right.
Unfortunately, I'm not.
That's great.
Well, that's good for you.
So was it your parents or just your own common sense? How did you?
At first, I would say my parents, but now that I'm a father of two boys myself, I've been paying a lot more attention to the political scene on my own.
Yeah, good for you. Good. Appreciate it. Thanks, Seth.
It's funny how that happens.
It is.
It's funny how that happens.
When you become a responsible adult with a family, you want to learn some things on your own. That's a good safety tip right there.
Glenn Beck.
Jeffy on the Glenn Beck Program.
Blah, 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 blah.
He's back Monday
morning. Global warming. It's climate change. We've released some land in Anwar to drill some oil. Big deal. Why must I wait until 2019? 2019 before I see the new season of Game of Thrones. Why? Pat?
That's a bad move on their part, too, because you lose that passion for it in the year and a half while you're waiting. If you've seen all the seasons already,
I mean, you're not
still going to be as adamant, as passionate about it. I waited
so that I could binge through them right now. I just finished like a month and a half ago, something like that, so that I had 2018 with the final season. I'd be all caught up, good to go.
And now you got to wait.
That's a bad choice.
Who else did that? Sopranos did that. The HBO series Westworld seems to be doing that right now.
The Game of Thrones was so good. I mean, it was that if they can make the last season worthy,
is season 8 the last?
Yeah, they say that's it.
Is it?
Yeah, that's it. The guys who write it and the big part of it, I think, have already signed new deals for new shows as soon as Game of Thrones is over. I think they signed it with Amazon. I think they were like, yeah, we'll do shows for you as soon as we're done with Game of Thrones. Oh, okay.
So no problem. Throws everybody into a waiting pattern.
Right. Yeah.
If you're looking for a movie to see this weekend, here's what opens. Insidious, The Last Key. Is that a horror movie? Goldbuster, Project Eden, and The Strange Ones all open.
Boy, they sound like billion-dollar movies right there. Everyone you mentioned sound like it's going to be at least $1 billion worldwide.
Never heard of any of them. Have you seen Star Wars yet?
No.
Last Jedi?
No, I didn't see this one. We covered this, and I didn't go this week. I would have said
something.
We covered
it on Tuesday.
I know what. I'm busy.
Could have seen it.
Busy.
You're busy.
I got other shows to be in. Uh-huh. I don't have time to go to the theater.
Okay. Busy. Jeff Fisher, busy.
I've got things to do.
Everybody knows that's a lie. Everybody knows. All right. We'll see you back Monday, immediately following this show, on Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze Radio and TV Network. Also, Glenn's back on this show Monday. Have a great weekend.
Glenn Beck.